Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. And welcome to another wonderful episode of Tim's and Stilettos. Oh, man.
Get your horns right.
I was so ready and I still messed up. Whatever. As always, I am your favorite girl. And it wasn't even loud.
You got to do it over.
I'm going to do it in a minute. I am your favorite girl, Davina.
And I am the Tim and the Stiletto.
Oh. Burr, 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 burr. No, I'm not ready. But anyways, how are you doing?
Oh, it's beautiful outside.
It's so nice. Yeah. And I think we're on the uphill for nice weather.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I just know when nice weather. Ladies, my next episode is going to be about sundresses. I'm just letting y'all know right now.
Anyway,
sundresses and maxi dresses. I think that's the next title of the episode.
Aren't they the same thing?
No, are they? I don't know. I don't wear them, so I wouldn't know. I think a sundress fit better than a maxi dress. Maxi dress flow more.
Looser. Okay, got it.
Damn, how did I know?
Bodycon dress. You want a bodycon dress? They're more
fitting
to the curves.
Yeah, we like it fitted.
Okay.
Don't hide the curves.
Well. When you have an extended back, you wear the maxi dresses.
You have an extended back.
Yes, you wear the maxi dresses.
Stop it, Davina.
But anyways, before we get started,
yes.
I remember I told you I had something I wanted to say.
Right.
I need to shout out Eclectic Chick.
Okay.
Because Eclectic Chick was here in New York City 2 days ago for a few days and didn't say, hey, girl. I'm here.
Oh.
You send me horns, bam, 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 but you don't want to let me know you here.
Oh.
And I tell him, and she was like, oh, well, I'll be back this summer.
Mm.
Ma'am. Mm. Ain't that messed up?
Should we block her now?
No. She sent me my horns. No. Okay, so all right. Today's topic is, well, you know my topics be all over the place.
I mean, just call it all over the place.
We already got an all over the place episode.
Part two.
Maybe. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay.
And then from there, we're going to go into sections A and B.
Okay.
Picture it.
Sicily.
19 whatever.
73.
65.
84.
99. I mean, we just throwing out numbers. You've been friends with someone. I am not using you and I. You've been friends with someone, let's just say, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Come out the closet?
No.
Oh, okay.
You happen to go out one day and you have one too many glasses of Prosecco.
Mm-hmm.
And you sleep together.
Mm.
But the guy is a, I don't know, we couldn't think of the word for it because this is based on a true story. Some events have been changed to protect the innocent.
Disclaimer, y'all.
Exactly.
That was a disclaimer.
He is a pre-ejaculator.
Okay.
So before they actually had intercourse, he was finished.
So he was finished before they started.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, she calls him. And text him, hey, how are you? Like, nothing ever happened. He doesn't respond, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say 2 weeks later, she texts him again.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I'm dating someone. You know that. I'm trying to see where it goes with this person, blah, blah, blah.
Wait a minute.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about, one, sex when you sleep with a friend. Can you sleep with your friend?
And still be friends?
And still be friends.
Any of my friends want to sleep with me so we can see how it works? No, I'm just joking.
The answer
joking.
Is no for me.
I'm just joking. I know girls out there like, what? What did he just say? I'm just joking, guys. Seriously.
Don't blow up our inbox, y'all.
Oh, please don't. I was just joking. I wasn't serious. I was just joking. But I think it's possible.
You think it's possible?
Yeah, I think it's possible. To have sex with somebody and be friends with them still? Yeah, I think it's possible.
So you don't think someone...
It all depends on how the friendship from the sex until the friendship high continued. If it got awkward and then y'all was just like a silence, in between like the silence, the 2 week silence, mm-hmm. and then you hit him and he's like, oh, I'm dating somebody now, like that's awkwardness. Like, I'm pretty
you
sure.
You can't be friends after that.
Yeah, because I mean, I know for a woman, you're going to nut early and then going to try and play me and talk about you got somebody else. Do she know you nut early? I'm about to tell her.
I mean, I would. I'm telling everything.
Oh, y'all just so evil. Women are so
we evil?
Yes, because it don't matter if he nut. It don't matter if he's nut early or not. She's going to find out. Why you want to tell her? Let
her have a bad day, too.
You don't want
Jesus.
That karma. Because when you put that karma out there, it comes back to you. When you do something to mess up somebody else's...
But is that messing it up?
You never know. It might be... She might like that. And she may like it. She may feel it's okay because everything else of him is okay. He may give some bomb head. So that makes up for the early ejaculation. So
maybe. That's true.
So, you know, you call him and messing it up, you know, that's just being karma on yourself. You don't need that karma.
Okay.
You don't want that pre-ejaculation karma coming back to you. Because now you done messed up his life. Now every man you meet going...
I didn't mess up his life.
Because I'm saying if
his body messed up his life when he got this disability.
Listen, guys. If you bust early, it's nothing wrong with it. Some people get excited when they about to have sex with a girl they always wanted to have sex with. And
No. This is a... No.
I'm just giving... This is my storyline. Let me get my storyline
out. But I don't want you to sway away from what... This is him. This is a disability he has where he constantly...
away from his disability
is quick draw McGraw.
I'm not taking away from his disability. Maybe you can get him a check. You never know. I'm just saying you may be able to help him out.
He should have been got a check.
But still, some people have that problem. That's why they got Viagra, Cialis. They I heard they got this thing called a P shot now. They inject it straight into your penis.
What does that do?
It helps with early ejaculation and girth, getting girth in your manhood.
So what is it? Botox for your peen?
Yes, I don't know. You want to Google it?
No, I'm sure. Good. I am okay. I mean,
Botox for the peen. That's a good. That's a nice title. Botox.
I'm just saying because Botox fills in wrinkles and stuff. So
I don't know. I just.
Do you think so? Your stance is you can be friends. Mm-hmm. Sleep together mm-hmm. and things go back to or they stay how they were before you slept together in that friendship?
It all depends on what happened in between y'all sleeping together and y'all conversing the next day after y'all sleep together.
What happened is y'all slept together.
Right. So y'all slept together and then the next day if y'all both are cordial and just like nonchalant about it, then that's something that it was a one-off. But if a woman kissed you and was like, yo, let's talk about last night, then she has mixed feelings and she wants to know, she has some feelings that she want to talk out. If a guy hit you and was like, yo, let's talk about last night, it's because he had some feelings that he need to talk about to see if it was something there or was just that night. And just to clear up the space, if it was we was just drunk and we did it or this was something that we both wanted and we want to do it again. If it's not something y'all both wanted, then y'all agree to that and y'all still be friends. But at least y'all have that conversation afterwards. It's that long pause in between that mm-hmm. makes it really awkward.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So what you're saying is if you talk, maybe not the next day because you might got to go to work, right, I'm going to say like,
within
24 to 48 hours, if you speak, things could stay on the same friend level.
Yeah, I think it would go pretty good.
I disagree.
Why? Why do you disagree?
Because I feel mm-hmm. that when you sleep with someone, mm-hmm. I believe in that transfer of energy.
Of course.
And you either gonna talk about the person, mm-hmm. you gonna want it again, you gonna want to take things further, mm-hmm. you want to. It's just.
You can tell him what I did just.
He just sent me, it says, reach your ideal size with penis enlargement procedure that actually works.
It's called P-Shot.
I have no words for that. I mean, I feel like you can be friends, mm-hmm. but I think it's going to be a an adjustment period.
It depends on how awkward y'all are afterwards.
Well, I'm saying my opinion.
Oh, for you.
Yeah, my opinion is
it'll be awkward for you.
I'm not even saying it's going to be awkward. I'm saying that there's going to be an adjustment period because you have to, one or both may have to be like, okay, it was just a one-off. We were drunk. We were laughing, giggling, ha, 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 and whoops, I fell on his penis or
That's what I just never understood how you could oops and fall on a penis. The same way when a man said, oh, I just landed in the pussy. Like, oh, you landed in it, huh? You just dove in it? Did you
head
backstroke?
First?
Did you just flip? Like, how
I have no idea.
So how did you land on some dick?
I sat on it. That's how I landed on it. I sat on it. That is how I landed on it. Can we get any clearer than that?
All right. Your instructions are very clear now.
Okay. I'm just saying. I don't do that. Oh my goodness. I don't know how it happened. I don't even really do the I was drunk. I personally don't do that because I don't get that drunk. I know what I'm doing. I'm sober enough to have sex with you.
Okay.
So, because if I'm that drunk, Davina is going night. I'm never that drunk where I'm like, oh my God, I wake up and be like, oh, I'm next to Raphael and I don't know how we got here. I don't know.
Whose dick is this?
Exactly. Whose is this? I don't do that.
I mean, listen, some people, you know, Jamie Foxx made a hit, blame it on alcohol, and a lot of people did that for years.
But here's my thing. Ladies and gentlemen, you should never be that drunk where you... That's what he's saying?
Guys, feeling loose.
All right. You should never be that drunk where you're just like, I blacked out. Because you could wake up next to Shanae. Not Shanae. What was Jamie Foxx's character on?
Wanda. Shanae, Wanda. What was the other one? Remember Jim Carrey from A Living Color?
Let me tell you something.
No, the one he was the girl.
With the struggled ponytail.
With the LAPT? It's called Little Ass Ponytail.
Yes. I don't remember her name.
But still, I think that people could be friends after sex.
I think you can be friends. I just think that it's not going to be the next day.
Why not? You was friends before when it happened. Why you can't be friends afterwards?
I just think it takes an adjustment period.
Okay.
That's just me. Just like I feel like you can date, not date, and end up friends.
I feel like we need to call somebody in on here to get another person.
No, because we already... Listen, if y'all missed Monday's Live...
Oh, Monday's Live was live.
Y'all missed the catfish.
Oh, we got catfished on live. That was the funniest thing ever. Homeboy's name was like Keisha.
And was then it Keisha or was it Cynthia or something
Cynthia,
like that?
Yeah, something Cynthia. So he sent us a thing to join our live. When he joined our live, he was like, hello.
Hello.
He was like, wait a minute.
Hello.
I was like, wait a minute.
Everybody in the comments was like, what?
That man's voice was deeper than Barry White.
It was crazy.
And he dipped up out of there quick because he didn't show his face or nothing. It was black. He didn't show his face or nothing. And then my boy came on still and was like, yo, I think that's the first ever catfish on live.
We made history. That's how I wanted to make history,
God,
but we made
that
history.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I missed it. Make sure y'all tune in this Monday at 7 p.m. We're doing it again.
Tonight.
Hopefully somebody else will catfish us and make it more
interesting. I don't ever want to be catfished.
Don't forget that you also can join us and tell us a story about the topic we're discussing or have you been through something.
Yes.
We definitely love the stories that y'all have. Had us going. His story was crazy.
Smell and taste.
Yeah.
I will never forget that steal. Never. Never. Now, there was another part of the story that I wanted to talk about. So, we talked about the friends. Oh, yes. So, there are times when people have sexual handicaps.
Elaborate.
Pre-ejaculation.
Okay.
You... don't stay hard. I don't know what that is.
Why are all these problems
I'm about to get to the women. Okay. I'm going to get to the women. Okay. A woman might not...
non-moisturization.
Self-lubricate.
Okay.
the sex drive might not be there or something. So I've done two and two.
Okay, two and two, we good.
So when do you talk about this? Do you talk about this?
Immediately after, nah.
Man, do you talk about it?
Why the hell did I have to spit on your shit?
He had to
spit on her back and tell her he had came.
That is disgusting. He was like, I would like to erase that memory from my mind.
He was like, yo, he fake nutted and spit on her back so she could think he nutted. That was the funniest thing ever.
When do you talk about your sexual handicaps? Do you talk about them at some point during a dinner? Do you wait till you're standing there naked and be like, oh, by the way, I'm not wet, but I'm turned on, but I'm not self-lubricated.
Oh, okay. I mean, some people have that problem because it's a medical condition. Some people have it because, you know, they did some things to their body and their body doesn't function properly. Maybe with abortions and things like that. So, I mean, to be totally honest with you, I think transparency is very honest. I mean,
when though?
I mean, I don't think when you first meet somebody, you should be like, yo, my pussy don't get wet.
So, by the way,
like, and then,
I
as
can
a
get
guy,
hard, I just don't stay hard.
Yeah, I can get started, but I can't stay that way. Like, you can't because it's just, but you never know. Different people have different effects on you, and mm-hmm. then some people might be the cure for you. What's wrong with you? Like, you may get, somebody might turn you on so much that when you get hard, you stay hard, and some people, you're just not that attracted to them, so you just don't stay hard. Some people don't understand that your dick doesn't just do the thinking for you.
Correct. But yeah. My question is, when do you have this conversation?
I would say when y'all start talking sexually over the phone.
The moment that could be the first conversation.
Well, if that's the first conversation, y'all fast as fuck. Y'all,
I'm just saying, people sleep together on the first date.
This is
going to
be
date,
a sexual
so.
Relationship. If it's talking about sex on the first
no,
date, it's
going
to
be a
sexual
relationship.
No, but you know
what? You know what I have been learning?
No strings
I have,
attached.
No, okay. I have learned. I am coming to learn mm-hmm. and understand. Mm-hmm. I've seen it on TikTok. I've seen it through some of my personal friends mm-hmm. and people I know where they're like, yo, this was supposed to be a hookup. And now we married with three kids.
Well, I mean, that's like me. My hookup lasted 16 years.
So, I mean, you can't just say it's going to be a sexual relation. I know who you meant. First. You can't say that it's just going to be a sexual relationship.
Now I can.
But it wasn't just a sexual relationship because you were together. Y'all made a baby.
I'm talking about before I couldn't, but now as an adult, I can.
Right. No, what I'm
now,
saying is
older man
you
and,
might,
yeah.
you can go into it saying, I'm just going to sleep with this person.
Oh, no. I could just be like, listen, dog, I'm not looking for nothing serious and...
Right, but what I'm saying is you can't just say, like you just said, oh, that's just no strings attached. Mm-hmm. You're just going to sleep together if you're talking about sex on the first during the first conversation.
Right.
What I'm saying is that could be the intention, but 10 years later, y'all a baby on the way.
Ladies,
I'm not having no babies.
If you're just trying to get your nut and slide, that's what I call it. When you want a nut and slide, tell them that you want a nut and slide. You can be honest with them. Sometimes a man wants you to.
That can happen, but it still leads to marriage, is what I'm saying. I have friends who said, Junior, I'm making up names here.
Okay.
We were supposed to fuck Thursday night. Uh-huh. And now, 7 years later, this nigga is my man. This is my husband, and we have two kids.
I mean,
so, like, when did that happen? How did we go from this is the person I'm supposed to sleep with to this is my husband?
Because the sexual chemistry was both good, and y'all just enjoyed each other that much that y'all decided to make it more than what it was. It happens like that. Sometimes it's supposed to be something that's supposed to happen one time, and then it's a great. Everything else clicks as well besides just the sex, so it makes it easier for you to try to do a relationship with that person. You understand that?
I get it. So sorry, yeah. My aunt texted me. I sent her a present, she got it. See, let me tell you something about me as a daughter, as a niece, as a sister, as a friend, even
come through, friend.
My aunt said she wanted something like in the family group chat, and.
You sent it to her.
I sent it to her. Like, I texted her 5 minutes later. It was like, you'll get it tomorrow. And she was like, wait, what? I'm like, this is why I'm the favorite. You're welcome.
Oh, you heard that, sis?
It's a prequel. Oh, I tell my cousins and my sisters all the time, I am my aunt's favorite. I am the favorite niece. No, you're not, Davina. But I am.
Okay.
But I told my aunt too. I was like, this is the prequel to like when I really have money, and I'm like, my aunt thinking about something. I'm just gonna send it to her.
I mean, if y'all have that connection, then go.
We
for
do.
It.
That's my favorite aunt. She's my only aunt, but that's my favorite aunt. That's my favorite aunt. So when the conversation turns sexual is when, if you have a handicap, disability.
Further down the line, like maybe 30 minutes into the conversation, when y'all start making plans about doing the do, maybe
the people
that
make
night.
Plans?
Yeah, like some people make plans like, yo, what you doing tomorrow? Like you.
That's a booty call or a dick appointment. Man. Go stream that episode.
Make sure y'all leave after your dick appointment too, because then we don't want to be like, what you about to do?
What you about to do? I'm about to roll my ass over and go to sleep.
What you about to do?
Well, actually, I can't roll over because I got to get up and lock the door after you leave. And then I'm going to bed. And Sasha going to look at you with a side eye when you leave my house. But yeah, what was I saying? Yeah, so before you make the... I don't know what I'm saying here.
Before you make an appointment?
Before you decide when you're going to have sex. I've never been with someone where it's like...
Y'all made plans to have sex?
Yeah.
It just happened.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10 it happened. But when two people start talking about sex at first, oh, somebody's going to ask, so when you want to do this? You know what I mean? Because y'all talking about it, y'all getting into it. Y'all getting into it, and because you don't lead with sex conversations.
No,
so
I don't.
That's why you don't... It never happened.
I don't. Okay. So if, hi, my name is Earl. Hi, Earl. My name is Susan. So my vagina gets dry. Oh.
Wait, just like that?
I'm just saying, is that how it happens?
Oh, if a woman said that to me in the comments, I'm like, I'll probably be like, word? That's crazy.
So what you finna do?
You all right? You need some help or something? You need me to call you a cab? Dr. Zizmo?
Would you send someone home without doing the do and going the go?
That's the follow through, my boy.
Okay.
Listen, she already made the trip over there. She's already there. You already done got...
She got her good panties and bra on.
You already went to the bathroom and whacked one off, so you be ready. So you
do people do that?
Yeah, people do that because the first one comes first. Unless you junk off any, and then it may never come.
Because then I'm telling too much of my business. All right. I don't... Have I ever had somebody drunk off a Henny?
Blame it on the goose, got your feelings loose. Blame it on Patron, got you in the zone.
Blame it on the alcohol. Alcohol.
The remix?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Eric.
Okay, DJ.
I'm the DJ.
Okay.
So, anywho, damn, the Hennessy don't make you nuts?
Sometimes. If you drink Henny so much, sometimes, though, listen.
Bottoms up.
I know all my niggas, when they Hennied up, I just be like.
Who, yeah. Earth, Wind, and Fire?
And we have a lot of little conversations about, you know what I mean, the situations that they had. And it's like, yo, I can't drink Henny, bro, when I'm going out afterwards, because.
You going in. You're not going out. You're going yeah, in you know afterwards.
I mean? Like, you don't ain't satisfied. You just go. Cause you don't know, just go.
So how? What do you get? Blue balls?
No, you just be frustrated. Just like a woman get frustrated when she don't nut after you've been licking the wrong spot for 20 minutes.
Oh, you're not doing that to me. Get your ass up, or you gently guide there where you need it to be.
I wish we could zoom in on you doing a Jill Scott right now.
Or you move.
You need me.
Or you start moving the ladies. Don't let no man frustrate you to the point where you just like move. You go sign up for Patreon. Teach y'all some things.
Oh man! So this week is definitely going to be a full week of Patreon. I'm looking for a job.
Okay.
Yeah, I resigned from my job, so I'm looking for.
Did you say you retired?
I resigned.
Oh.
Okay. So yeah, looking for another job. So I have this week off, and I'm going to be on Patreon starting shit.
Okay, we got a couple more. Shout out to G-Sin.
Yes.
Shout out to Anisha.
Yes, Jennifer, shout out to and it was one Mysterious.
Mysterious, that's yes. My homegirl, too.
Yes, Mysterious. They signed up for Patreon.
Yeah, yay.
Thank you guys so much for your support.
Thank you for being a friend.
Anisha, her name is Yamina.
Travel down the
George
road
is
back.
George is what's his name?
G-Sin. Mm-hmm.
George is G-Sin?
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, today's Jennifer's birthday too.
Happy birthday!
Jennifer, go,
where shorty.
Your horns at? Yeah,
it's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday. I'm going to. Say something so I can
okay.
Hold on.
So listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you're ever in a situation where you want to have sex with your friend and you don't know how to do it.
You don't know how to do it.
Like, you just don't know how to be a friend. Just tell them, like, yo, listen, I've been wondering what it would be like to have you for the night. That's the best way to just let them know. I want to have you for the night. I want to have you for the night. I mean, I don't know what's going to come after it, but hopefully we can still be friends if it's not what we both expected or what we both want. But if it is, then... It's got 10 horns. Thank you. Oh, my God. All right, are you done?
Okay, I'm done.
Are you finished or are you done?
I'm finished for now. I'm finished right now. But happy birthday. For real. Yes. Happy birthday. So.
What's that about?
So, if I have a homeboy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's bring it back to the topic. I have a homeboy. Mm-hmm. Richard.
Hey, Davina.
Oh, my God, Davina. We should go out for some red wine after work. Because he's geeky. He likes red wine. The antioxidants are really good for you.
Okay.
And I say, you know, Richard, I want you to take me back home and I sit on your face.
Whoa. That escalated real quick. But Davina, how would I breathe? That's probably what he would say.
Through your nose, boo. Through your nose.
But Davina, what if you got a fat culture you cover my nose too?
It might.
Too much information, goddammit. Too motherfucking much.
You started it. And then he's like, okay, I have to tell you something. I
whimper when I come.
I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home.
What if a man is like when he? But like I know this is way off topic, but there was this porn star that when he used to come, he used to scream to the top of his lungs. I don't remember his name.
Like high pitch like, or like.
And it's not y'all favorite Brian Pumper. Everybody knows Brian Pumper.
I know no porn stars.
Stop it.
Except for the one who got arrested.
Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. That's the only one I know. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. There's another name I know.
Pinky.
That's a man.
That's a female.
That's a man. I know another man who, I can't think of his name right now, but I don't watch porn.
I don't watch. I mean, I did watch it when I was younger, but I don't watch it anymore. I don't have that same interest in porn anymore.
It's kind of like watching strippers, and you know I don't like that either.
What? You don't like strippers? Bands that make good dance. Bands that make good. No.
They do nothing for me.
It's about the fun. It's about the environment. It's about the fun. It's about the music, the live music, and it's definitely about the food at strip club. It's definitely about the food.
But why would I go to a strip club and watch? And no shade to strippers. Mm-hmm. You know, my hat's off to get your money, boo. Mm-hmm. And if you are great at it, teach me how to swing around a pole for when I get a husband. But I just...
We're going to go to a strip club just so you can see how it is.
Pass.
No, it's no pass.
I've seen strippers.
It's no pass. We're going to have a business meeting. We're going to have some wings and we're going to watch some strippers.
I've seen strippers.
Not the bootleg ones.
I just... It's not for me. It's not. I follow like two or three strippers on TikTok. I think their backstories are amazing. What they've shown as far as what they do, I think it's amazing.
Okay.
Would I go to a show?
Why not?
No.
Would you go to a male review?
Definitely no.
Why not?
I think male strippers are gross.
I just think females are worse with male strippers than men are with females.
That could be true too, but I just like
the oil and sweat combination. You don't like the oil and sweat combination?
Don't touch me. I don't like it. I swear to you, I do not like it. I think you're going to stain my clothes. You're going to stain my clothes. I'm going to have this big ass oil stain on my jeans when they doing that lift and pound. You hurting my vagina.
Davina.
I'm serious.
Davina, stop it.
I don't like it.
Okay.
Again, hats off. If you have the gusto to go do it, go team, go. I will find another way to support you. But yeah, no, it's just not for me. I'm sorry, what was your question?
I didn't say a question. I said we're going to go to a strip club Mm-mm. for a business meeting. You said no.
You had said something before that.
I don't know. I got distracted by strippers.
My bad.
ATL, ho.
No ice in this.
We're going to see some strippers in ATL. Or North Carolina. Or South Carolina. One of those.
You want them homegrown collard
greens. Cornbread fed. Okay. Cornbread fed.
He told me that I'm better than my mama's collard greens. Cornbread.
You lost me. I was just like,
that's
what?
A song.
I know it
that's
is.
Fantasia.
But at first, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, because I messed up the lyrics a little bit. Yeah. But I brought it back around. I circled back to the right ones. Sure now, did.
Back to the topic. Mm-hmm. So, you have sex with your friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's trash.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all still be friends after?
I'm going to talk about you first, but yeah.
Oh, my Lord. The group chat is going to be on fire.
Group chat is going to be hotter than 4th of July.
I think that's going to be my topic next week, group chat. We're going to talk about the two group chats.
No.
Why not?
Because that ain't nobody's business. That's nobody's business what happens in my group chats.
We're not going to talk about your group chat per se. We're just going to talk about women
in general. It's no one's business. Because I am a firm believer in group chats,
mm-hmm.
saying what I need to say to my safety net, mm-hmm. as opposed to these women who throw everything on social media.
Okay.
I would rather go into my group. Like, I could go into my group chat, one of my group chats, because I have a couple.
Wait a minute.
Well, I have my family. Okay, so... I can't tell that secret on air. Nope, never mind.
Never mind.
So, but I have a family group chat.
Mm-hmm. Friends and family group chat.
I have a just me and my sisters mm-hmm. group chat. I have a first cousins group chat.
Mm-hmm.
I got my homegirls group chat. The girls that were on the show, go mm-hmm. check it out. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Go check that out. That's season one, part two. Go check out Earth, Wind, and Fire in part one as well and see how I wanted to.
Mars and Venus, part one. It wasn't Earth, Wind, and Fire. She called the fellas Earth, Wind,
That's
and
what
Fire.
I'm saying. Earth, Wind, and Fire in Mars and Venus, part one.
I don't know where you get Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Because you got fire,
Lou,
wind, sound,
no,
rain.
It was fire, Lou, and light. That was it.
Light. See, I got light. So, earth, wind, and fire. Okay, fire. Fire is a real...
Right, that's his name.
Okay, so light is earth. Because God said, let there be light on earth. So,
Yo, bro, I'm sorry, man. Yeah, I'm sorry, bro.
And Earth Wind. Wind is just, I'm sorry, you just got wind because it was three of y'all. So Earth, Wind, and Fire. There you go. Boom.
My goodness.
But yes, after I talk about you in the group chat, because I am going to talk about you.
Why? Why do y'all do that?
Because we're disappointed. And a part of that disappointment is probably because we have hyped it up so much in our head. Like, okay, so remember over the summer, the guy that, his name is not coming to me, the guy that I had the TikTok crush on, and I was like, hey, if you're ever in New York, let's go out.
Right. Oh, yeah, he asked you back. He's married.
He's not married. He was dating.
Oh.
He, like, in my mind, that would have been fire sex. So if
you
it
planned
was,
it out already?
No. It's just something that I thought about. I'm single. I was horny, and you know.
All right, Devin, that's a little bit too much, but we get it.
Okay,
as long as you didn't pull out your vibrator while you was doing it, you're good. Oh fuck. Okay, go ahead. Continue with your story.
So, if for whatever reason we did end up dating and the sex was whack, I'm going in the group chat and be like,
yeah, because you hyped it up in your head before.
That's what I just said. Like, if I hype it up in my head, there are times when women do. I don't know about men, but women will hype something up and then it turns out disappointing. You got a little peen. You are Johnny come lately, quickly. Yeah, Johnny come quickly. You could be.
Can't find the clitoris.
Oh, that's. I think that's the most disappointing out of everything I just said. Like, bruh. Story time.
Okay.
So, I had to teach a boyfriend. And my mama don't listen. And he was like, oh, I can't wait to go down on you. Dude, my inner thigh is nowhere near my clitoris. My inner thigh is nowhere. Like, you can start there and work your way closer to where you need to be, but if this is my legs, you shouldn't be kissing here. If this is my lady pot, and that's what was happening.
Yeah, I definitely got to see the face. You got to see the YouTube to see what she was just doing
saying. Like, sweetie.
So did you move his face to the correct pot and he still missed it?
Come this way. Go up. Right there. And if I let my hands go.
He moved away.
He moved. So I'm like, no. Stay here. And I literally had to like grab the back of his head.
You literally face raped a nigga.
I didn't face rape him. He wanted to be down there. I just had to teach him where he had to go once he was down there. I'm just saying. Because you're not going to get me there and then it goes away. Because that is very disappointing for a woman to be right there and you can't get it.
Fellas, if she ever piss you off, you get her right there, then you get up and leave.
And I will stab you in the throat. I will literally.
Fellas, your lady's pissing you off. You offer to give her some amazing head. And then right when she about to bust that good old orgasm, you get up and say, you know what? Your trial subscription is over.
You are going to get someone physically
and
hurt.
And then you leave. And you say, if you want the whole package, you got to sign up for it.
Okay. And that's when a woman going to be like, all right. I might not. I know who got next.
Oh, I know y'all always do know who got next. Women always know who got next because you know what? Y'all always had the scenario. I mean, men do it too, the what ifs. But it's not until he starts to show that he's being questionable is when you start to groom the next person.
Grooming sounds so rapey.
It does, but that's what y'all do. Y'all predators. I know men are predators, but y'all are serious predators. When y'all want something, serious. Y'all go for gusto. Nothing stopping y'all. Like the male, female lion. She leads the pack. They go out and hunt and get the food. Rawr. So. But yeah. All right. Back to your episode. What else? What else you got for friends with benefits?
No, it's not friends with benefits. Oh, okay. What about
we have friends with benefits. Go season one and listen to episode of Friends with Benefits. Will they let you down again?
Oh. I think if you have a disability,
a sexual disability,
you should tell.
But when is the perfect time to tell somebody you have a sexual disability? Because the moment you say it, the woman gonna look at you like, what the fuck you want me to do?
Some women might take it as a challenge.
That's true, but this is 2022. Mm-hmm. They ain't got time for that shit. Women ain't got time for that. Women barely got time for a man to say, what are you doing? You say, what are you doing one too many times, it's over.
Yes.
I'm serious. I'm serious.
If you WYD me,
yeah, I'm serious.
3-4 times in a day.
That's it. It's over. So.
Poof. Like Casper. No. I live in New York City. I live in one of the most expensive cities in the United States of this here America. I ain't got time for WYD all day. No. Mm-mm-mm. No. Shout out to the person who gave me this topic, though. Thank you. Love you. You're the best. I don't want to say their name because, like I said, it was based on a true story. So I don't want to say their name and then they listen or someone else listens.
Right.
The telefriend to telefriend. And they be like, exposed. I can't believe you don't. So, no.
Got you.
No, but...
Well, guess Thank what? You. Like I said, ladies, if you want to fuck your friend, you just let him know you want to fuck him. And you just be straight up. Listen, I want to see what that dick hitting for. I want to see what it's hitting for. If it don't hit, then I'm going to quit. We can still be friends. But if it's worth seconds, I don't know. I might consider getting thirds. Start making regular dick appointments.
No, because then that turned into relationships.
Yeah, that's how your friends, that's how people got in a relationship for 7 years. Consistent peeing can make you get in a relationship. Consistent dick can make you get in a relationship because it's consistent.
Consistent vagina can.
No. It's different for men. It's different for men.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Okay. Okay.
I'm serious.
That's because you're a man and you don't know how women's inboxes, text messages, phone calls be when you put it on a man the correct way. And you should let me love you.
Can I just say something to all ladies out there? If you think a man likes you because you fucked him good, you're dead wrong. That man ain't really, really, really for you because he's just about the sex. And that's not no way to be with somebody if you just want to, they love the way you fuck. It should never, oh, never, never, never.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying... Just like for there are some women who if the peen is good, they will start to get those feelings. If the vagine is good, there are men who will be like, take my money,
no.
My house and my car for one hit of you. God. So I'm just saying. That was a good transition.
That was
a good one.
Good.
Thank you.
That was good.
That was a good one. So, you know, that works both ways.
I don't think so. What?
Okay.
As a man, I can't see myself just saying that, oh, man, this girl gave me the best sex I ever had. And, I mean, sex is sex. It's something that we enjoy. It's a feeling. Some feelings are better than others. I'm not going to lie. Some feelings and some episodes are just magical. It's just,
absolutely.
It feels great. But
I've been in relationships where some nights it was like, damn. Mm-hmm. And then the next night it's like, bro.
Why did you even
What is you
over?
Doing?
Like, yeah, it'd be like that.
So.
So, I mean. Everybody has a different way of looking at it, so nobody's wrong. We all have a different thought process about sex and what can it mean to us. But if you try to talk to me and you're talking sexually all the time, it's not a turn on. At all.
Yeah, it wouldn't turn. I think I would be like, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
It's not a turn on. I'm low key insulted that you think that I'm about sex like that. And that's more important to me than the person that you are.
You don't clutch your pearls.
I don't clutch my pearls, but it would just be. Just...
You grab your balls like they be doing. No, let me not
what
do
the
that.
Fuck
that's
was that?
Just, I don't know. I don't even like talking about your balls. That's gross.
I'm just trying to get over the whole action. the like Santa Claus laugh. What was that? we don't grab our balls like that.
Okay.
We don't. Let's go.
Final thoughts.
My final thoughts is, man, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to fuck your friend and you want to give us a sample, go for it. You never know. It might be the best thing you ever do. It might be the worst thing you ever do. But you know what? You can't say you didn't try.
What are the odds? What do you think the percentage is of, I just cut you all the way off, sorry, of being friends, sleeping together?
Uh-huh.
Being friends, having sex. I don't really like sleeping together because you're not sleeping.
You're if you spend
sleeping.
The night.
He's not.
You got to go after you nut, sir. See you later. When that nut flushes down, you flush on out.
Yeah. I'll give you a quick wipe down before you leave.
A wipe down? You better bring your own baby wipes. Be on up.
No, I can give you a washcloth.
That's so nice of you.
I can give you a wash. You're going to go out smelling like cranberries because my soap smells like cranberries. But, you know, it is what it is.
Cranberries and stuffing.
Cranberries and it's got any, I don't know, it's something. Anyways, the odds of two people being friends, sleeping together, and then acting like nothing happened.
I don't think there's a good odds. I mean, it all depends on the two people. If they're responsible enough to handle that situation like that, you're going to have people that's irresponsible and be like, yo, that was crazy. Yo, can I get some more of that? Like,
do you think it goes down? Like, do men have group chats?
No, we be talking. We talk shit in the barbershop or we talk shit when we about to go out to fellas and drink. We don't do group chats.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Because... my thinking is it could be the best peen in the world. Around you, I'm still going to be crazy Davina. But in the group chat, I'm be like, yo, I want to fuck the shit out of him again.
Yeah, I know that. I know women be like that all the time. The same way women, when they see a man that they like or a man that approaches them and they really like him, they know whether or not how long and well, how long it's going to take for him to get some as soon as she see him. They know. Okay. They know when they're going to give them some.
Okay, that's fair. All right, final thoughts.
My final thought is, fuck your friend. What do you have to lose? It's 2020. So the life is short. Go for it. You never know. That one fuck might be your husband.
Okay.
I'm just saying. You never know. But if he makes it...
Wear a condom, girl. Boy, man, person.
If he let it be known that he don't want nothing... Well, he'll see you that way afterwards, then you're going to have to take that hurt because it's going to hurt you, especially if you have feelings.
Yes, I feel like that's on both parties. You have to
be able to
guard yourself until you decide what's actually going to happen there. Okay, as y'all can see, I just backed away from this table a little bit, and, you know. All right.
She's about to run, y'all. She's about to run.
Damn straight. So, my final thoughts are be careful. I think it can be done. I think if you have a disability, to let them know sooner rather than later. Don't wait till you're in the moment to
That's crazy. Like,
oh, by the way, BTW. Well, I know because it's all on my sheets, but just saying. But anyways, thank y'all so much, Eclectic Chick. I'm still going to get you for being here and not letting me know. I had to literally look at your stories and be like, is that Manhattan skyline behind you? Mm-mm-mm. But we ain't going to talk about that. To my friend Key, safe travels coming back from Dubai. And yeah. As always. Social media.
Humble King 79 everywhere.
Davina J Artistry.
Except for Snapchat, Hollywood 1979.
You still use Snapchat?
A little bit.
I only use it for the filters.
I don't even know how to work the filters.
Davina J Artistry.
Davina Next Door.
Thank you. Tim's underscore stilettos.
Tim S.
On Twitter, Tim's and Stilettos, everywhere else.
Everywhere else, Tim's and Stilettos.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. We love you so much for watching. We will see you tonight at 7 p.m. on Instagram. Patreon is going to be lit next week.
Lady Too Titty.
Make sure y'all start following TikTok. I've been busting my butt getting stuff on TikTok, so.
I've been seeing the videos, though.
I know.
The shows.
I'm great. I'm amazing.
What app did you use for that?
Inside? I screenshot it and then just edit it to like 30 seconds. That's it.
You screenshot it?
Yeah. Screen record.
Oh, screen record. Mm-hmm. Now you screenshot a video.
I screen record it and then just edit it down to like 30 seconds, which is nothing but taking them two bars and squishing them together. But as always, I am your favorite girl, Davina.
And I'm the Tim's and Stilettos. I like that.
And so, okay. And we will talk to you later. Bye.
She's running to the bathroom, y'all.